Finally, this hour, monster movies for the middle school set. Tim Burton's animated film Frankenweenie opens today. It tells the story of a boy and his not entirely alive dog. Our critic Bob Mondello notes it's the third recent computer animated kid flick to reinvent early horror movie tropes for a younger generation.
My dad told me that he and his big brother had to sneak out to see Frankenstein in 1931 because Grandma thought they were too young. 12 and 13 at the time, they had plenty of Bronx swagger. But as they huddled together in the far reaches of the balcony and Boris Karloff's lifeless fingers twitched for the first time, they were both scared, shoutless.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
My own first exposure to the Frankenstein story was comic on TV, where at about the age of 8, I saw the monster, played this time by Glenn Strange, chasing Abbott and Costello. Decades later, my nephews were also introduced to him on TV by Peter Boyle's tap dancing monster in Young Frankenstein. Now, Tim Burton gives us the world's first stop-motion black-and-white IMAX movie, Frankenweenie, about an animated kid who reanimates his pooch Sparky after an auto accident.
Your dog is alive!
What's happened to Frankenstein has also happened to most of the creatures from Universal's horror vaults. Dracula, who runs an inn for monsters in the new kid flick Hotel Transylvania, has been so thoroughly eclipsed by his pop culture cousins that should real vampires venture into an elementary schoolyard these days, they'd likely inspire more tweets than shrieks.
That cape thing is killing it!
Same thing with werewolves, especially if they've been working on their washboard abs, like Twilight's Taylor Lautner. And the hunchbacks, mummies, and phantoms who used to haunt cathedrals and opera houses, all mere objects of fun these days.
Who pinched me?
Guilty.
Yes, very amusing, invisible man. Hello, great to see you.
Which is maybe as it should be. Parents don't want tykes traumatized on Halloween. But it's interesting how monsters have evolved into such tame kid stuff since their 30s movie heyday. Credit that to a little animated poltergeist named Casper and his descendants.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
Casper started out as a movie cartoon in the 1940s, then graduated to TV, where he was soon joined by family-friendly Munsters and the Addams Family. Movies followed suit with critters of various non-threatening sorts, from Wookiees...
Chewie, is that you?
...to ogres...
Bad donkey.
...and a buddy act involving a big eye and furball.
There's no kid. There's supposed to be a kid. There's no kid to scare.
Don't panic.
I'm panicking because there's a total lack of kid here.
In 2001, Shrek and Monsters, Inc. reset the whole kid flick genre by becoming the two biggest computer-animated movies ever. And that cued this burst of movie vault grave robbing. Frankenweenie is an obvious riff on Frankenstein. Hotel Transylvania has Count Dracula hosting critters from Wolfman to the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and Paranorman centers on a kid who sees dead people in a distinctly sixth sense sort of way.
So does everyone come back as a ghost?
No. My grandma told me it's usually people who still have stuff to figure out, or sometimes it's the ones who died suddenly or in a bad way.
Kids will get a little life lesson while parents hear movie references, which is how kid flicks almost always work these days. No one expects children to know the star of the silent horror classic Nosferatu was a guy named Max Schreck, but cinema buffs might. They'll also recognize whole scenes from the original Frankenstein in Tim Burton's Frankenweenie, and some will even note that Winona Ryder is voicing a surly little girl.
She's not in the house and she's away from your tulips.
Who looks and, of course, sounds just like the character she played in another Tim Burton horror spoof, Beetlejuice.
My whole life is a dark room. One big dark room.
It's worth noting that monsters, even the ones these new films aim at children, have the same purpose that they did when they were terrifying older generations. They represent our fears. Fear of the dark, of the unknown, of illness, of things unpredictable, feelings untamable. Which is why even the tamest of these new monster movies gets rated PG, not G. The difference is, these monsters are not designed to be scary. They're designed to be outwitted. And happily, although grown-ups are so clueless that they sometimes don't even believe in monsters, kids are around to outwit them.